Good evening and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett. And this show is our opportunity to come together and to celebrate and to learn about nonprofit organizations, volunteers, and leaders throughout the Lehigh Valley who are doing incredible things. Maybe they're volunteering, maybe they're doing fundraising, maybe they're collaborating together in unique ways. And our program tonight is certainly a wonderful example of partnership and collaboration. So thanks for joining us. We're going to get right into it, and I'm so pleased to introduce the friends that we have here in the studio tonight. First, I'd like to introduce to you listeners Laura McHugh, and Laura is the Chief Engagement Officer with United Way, and she is also the Vice Chair of the Upper Macungie Community Fund. Welcome, Laura.
Thanks so much for having us, Laurie.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You've been here before.
Yes, it's wonderful to be back.
Yep, well, thanks. And also with us is a new friend, Ryan Griffith, and Ryan is the recreation manager for Upper Macungie Township. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Hello.
Have you been in the studio before, Ryan?
I have not, no.
All right. It's your media debut. So welcome to WDIY.
Thank you.
So let's jump right in. And listeners might be wondering, what do these two have in common? So, Laura, let's start right off. Could you tell us the project that you're working on together with Upper Macungie?
We are so excited on behalf of the Upper Macungie Community Township Fund to be building a state-of-the-art community lifestyle center. And it's a 188,000 square foot facility located in Grange Park, which is right around Route 100 and Routes 222. It's prime location, and this is going to be a huge asset, not just for the Upper Macungie community, but for the entire greater Lehigh Valley. And it's really wonderful because we really worked in close-knit partnership with the township, which is where Ryan and his colleagues come in.
Wonderful, of course. And again, I've been aware of the project, involved with the project. So Laura, just so people understand, you are with the Upper Macungie Township Community Fund, which is a nonprofit organization?
That's right. We're a 501c3, and our goal is to advance projects that will enhance the quality of life for residents.
And certainly a new building like this is one of the best. Ryan, how long has this building, this project, been in the works?
So while I've only been with Upper Macungie Township for a couple months, about 90 days so far, it's my understanding of learning from the community that this is about a decade in the making to get to this point where we're at today.
So there's a lot of passionate people in Upper Macungie Township who have been scheming and dreaming.
Absolutely.
And Laura, you're a township resident as well.
I am. I live in Upper Macungie. I moved there about 5 or 6 years ago. And living in that community, there is such a sense of pride. And when we hosted a groundbreaking for this building just, you know, this fall, it was so wonderful to share that sense of pride with others in the community. Our park system in Upper Macungie, you know, I know Allentown is also really known for its parks and recreation system. Our park system in Upper Macungie is so excellent. It is a huge place where we build community, we build our health and our wellness, and where we build memories together as friends and family. So really developing that and being able to build this center, which will house, right? It's going to be a gathering space and a container for building community, has been so gratifying. And I really think so many of us residents share that sense of pride in it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And location-wise, this new incredible center will be located at Grange Park. Is that correct?
That's correct. Right at Grange Park. And, you know, many of us spend many, many, many nights, many days at Grange Park and our other beautiful park systems. So for us to now be able to have an all-weather facility, it's going to be a huge amenity. And it's really going to enhance the quality of life for all residents across the age span.
And Ryan, who will be able to use the center? Residents, other members of the Lehigh Valley?
So like Laura said, it's a community lifestyle center. It's for everyone from all ages, all abilities, all different backgrounds, all different interests. While you look at some of the amenities on the site plans that we have, yes, it does look sports-centric. However, you can be very creative with those spaces. You know, craft fairs, college fairs, concerts, movies, you know, a whole lot of different areas, especially the community rooms in particular, are multi-use to be able to be, you know, a meeting space or a class. We're also working with a lot of our partners to come up with creative programming. We're not just there for, you know, sports athletes, as you may see, but there are other opportunities for ages. We said at our Board of Supervisors meeting, ages 0 through 110 is our goal.
Oh, good. I qualify. Oh, good. Good, good. I fall into that range. Ryan, you mentioned one of my favorite words, and we talk about it a lot on this show, which is partners. An incredible building like this, this big, this beautiful, certainly takes a lot of partners. Laura, can you share a little bit with our listeners about how this is all coming together?
We are so blessed. We have the best partners who are helping us as founding partners to get this program started. And we were really grateful to have Air Products come in as the very first founding partner to support this. And then additionally, we've added the Butz family of companies. We have added the Jandl family of companies and LVHN, Lehigh Valley Health Network, and their excellent programming is going to be our healthcare partner. So when you think about, we couldn't have handpicked a better, more dedicated group of community-minded organizations to help launch this project. But it's going to be a state-of-the-art, outstanding facility. So we all have faith in that and trust in that. Jandl's are going to make sure that this is a space where everybody can really enjoy that. And of course, there's no family name that is more rooted in the Upper Macungie community than the Jandl's. And LVHN, in addition to helping us launch as a founding partner, is going to be doing so many programs there in the classroom spaces. They're going to have training available in the fitness areas as well. So partners that are really wrapped around the vision and helping us bring it to life, not just getting the building off the ground, but once it's open and running as well.
That's wonderful. You mentioned a groundbreaking, and I know one was held a couple of weeks ago. Could you share some of your thoughts or reflections on that day?
It was so wonderful to bring the community together. And I have to just, you know, thank our partners at the township who really helped pull that all off. It was wonderful to see that sense of pride come to life and to finally break ground on a project, as Ryan said, 10 years in the making. There were so many residents, so many community partners who came together to really celebrate what is going to be a community treasure in about 20 months. It's going to open in 2026.
Wonderful.
So, yeah,
it's really exciting. Ryan, this project's been on the books for a long time. You work closely, certainly, with the team at Upper Macungie Township and the Board of Supervisors. What are you hearing? What kind of thoughts, insights are you hearing?
So there's definitely a lot of excitement for it. It's a chance to take what we've already done as far as recreation and programming, and like Laura said, go to an all-weather, year-round type of opportunity. We have heard a lot from our residents because we're currently also engaged in our comprehensive park, rec, and open space plan, which is going to guide our priorities for moving forward for the next decade or so. And it's a chance for us to see how this building ties into those priorities and gives us the opportunity that while we have buildings like Parkland School District that we use a couple of their elementary schools, things like our summer camp program that could be weather dependent, now you're looking at a facility that provides year-round camp opportunities, or with the Parkland Library and bringing some of their programs to Upper Macungie Township that are for all ages of residents. Also, just the fact of family engagement or the community side of things where, you know, this now gives us a building where we can put, say, a father-daughter dance or a mother-son opportunity, or just, you know, a lot of the area businesses that are looking for a space, like we talked with some martial arts groups who might need a turf field that could do something with. Obviously, we also have our youth sports partners like South Parkland Youth Association, Eastern PA Youth Soccer was at our groundbreaking, things that really are going to amp up what we already do to a higher level.
Wonderful. Such a nice description. You mentioned the turf field. I just would love to share a little bit more detail. That is such an important part of this building. Any other details on? So it's a full-size soccer turf field, is that correct?
So it is a full-size kind of regulation soccer field. So if you were watching the Olympics this past summer and you see the camera span left to right to get a kind of perspective of how big this space may be, it's also having the ability in our planning to section it off as well. So it's not that, you know, a soccer group takes the whole thing and the community is not able to use the building. We really want to put a lot of emphasis on the fact that you can have multi-uses using this space. So it's about 360 feet by 240, broken up into thirds if possible to do three different programs, walking track, jogging track kind of around the turf. So that there is the ability that, you know, moms and dads or grandma and grandpa come watch a soccer practice, you're walking around the track and still being engaged in wellness and fitness as well.
And the fact that you are calling it a lifestyle center, Laura, can you talk a little bit about why that choice was made?
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that this is a space for everyone. So whether you're really into the athletics and you have youth sports or you're in the pickleball league, of course that's going to be there for you. But it was really important, as Ryan said as well, that we promoted wellness across the age span. So that if you're interested in a cooking class, guess what? We're going to have cooking classes for you. Maybe we're going to have driver's ed classes or returning education and adult education classes happening in these spaces. I've already signed up about 10 of my friends to host birthday parties whenever that becomes available. No pressure, Ryan. But, you know, this is the kind of space where we want to live in as a community. And so, yes, of course, we want to play sports there and we want to, you know, enjoy all the amenities and we want to, you know, lift weights and use the beautiful equipment that's going to be there. But also, I just want to build memories and time there with people I care about and enjoy, you know, the amenities that are available.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. Laura, you're involved in so many things. Certainly your work at United Way, you're involved with other nonprofits. I know you always put family first, so I'm guessing that's one of the reasons you agreed to join this nonprofit board?
Well, first of all, a dear friend called and said, hey, I think I have an idea for you. And she's really hard to say no to. So first of all, I had somebody wonderful ask me to get involved. And I have to think about when you talk about volunteers, one of the most important things you can do is ask someone. So for those of you who might be listening and thinking, how do I get involved? Ask to get involved or ask someone to get involved. So that's number one, is I had somebody who I trusted ask me to get involved. And number two, it sounds so silly, but it's amazing to be a part of a project like this that's going to outlast all of us. So to be able to know that I'm building a little part of building a project that my kids are going to play in and that maybe my grandkids one day would actually have the opportunity to play in and experience, it's amazing. Actually, it gives me goosebumps when I think about it that way. So.
Well, thanks. Is there more opportunity? You mentioned that there are some founding partners, but I'm guessing there's more opportunity for others to get involved because you're just really getting started.
Absolutely. And so many people have already reached out, like Ryan was saying, even just since the groundbreaking, to say, well, how can I get involved? What do you need? How can I volunteer? How can I get engaged? And if anybody's interested in learning more, they can visit uppermacfund.org. So upper M-A-C fund.org. And there's lots of different ways that people can get engaged by giving their time or learning more about other ways they can donate.
That's great. Ryan, when you think about this building, what will your role be? Let's say we're now in summer of 2026. What will your role be in this building?
I think our job as Upper McKenzie Township, specifically our park and recreation team, is operating this building to the needs of the residents and the visitors who are going to be coming. You know, we really want to make sure that you can build a state-of-the-art facility, but now it's our goal to program it out and make sure it is living up to what we said it's going to do.
Oh, perfect. As we close out, any final thoughts, any final thank yous, anything that you want to say? Because people are listening. I'm sure this is a relatively new project, unless you live in Upper McKenzie and you know we've been talking about it for 10 years. Any final thoughts? I'll start with you, Ryan.
I think the biggest thought that I have is that really it is the power of the partnership to see how the fund and the township come together to really leverage their strengths to make a project like this happen. You know, it's not something that the township as a whole could do on their own. It's not something the fund can do on their own. And when you bring that together to really provide for the community, because at the end of the day, you know, one of the biggest things is people think recreation, and your mind automatically goes to a lot of active recreation, that, you know, sports or games or things like that. But really, recreation has a ton of different definitions to everyone around. And this is going to be a shining example of how to make that happen.
Thank you. Laura.
I just want to say big thank yous to the staff like Ryan at the Upper McKenzie Township, also the Board of Supervisors for all of their support, and all the residents who have continued to support and give voice to this project. Additionally, our founding partners who have gotten us this far. Get involved because we're just getting started.
Perfect. Maybe one more time before we close, what's the website where people can learn more?
Uppermacfund.org.
Perfect. Well, thanks again to both of you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the second part of A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we have another guest with us in the studio. I'm so pleased to welcome Tom Groves. Tom is the CEO and founder of Equinox Benefits Consulting, and he also is chair of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Laurie. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you think? I asked the last guest, what do you think of the WDIY studio? I know it's your first time here.
It's phenomenal. It's great. And you got a great view here of Bethlehem, so...
Well, Tom, thanks so much for being with us. We've known each other for a long time. We've certainly volunteered side by side on things. You have, I think, one of the busiest volunteer roles in the Lehigh Valley, and certainly an important one as chair of the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Can you tell listeners a little bit about what that means?
The Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce is amazing. I have to give a shout out to Tony Iannelli and how he really has kind of put this together, his vision, but he has a phenomenal staff. You know, I could go and name names, and every one of them are phenomenal. The energy, the excitement, they really care about the community, they give back, and they make it easy because they prepare everything and they have us ready to go. We just have to be willing to help and use our expertise, because everybody on the board of the chamber, they bring a different expertise and a different view, and that's what's exciting about it.
And I know I've attended some of those meetings with you. To see the diversity of volunteers around the table is incredible.
Absolutely. And that's kind of how I ended up getting involved with the chamber, because my wife is from Venezuela. I lived in Venezuela 20, 30 years ago and lived there for 6 months, learned Spanish, married my beautiful bride, Ida Mar. You know, when I came back to the Lehigh Valley, I saw the explosion of the Latino community. I wanted to give back. So I got involved in the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce with our executive director, Alvaro Diaz. He was phenomenal. Fortunately, under the leadership of Alvaro, he saw the future was really kind of molding the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber and the Hispanic Chamber together. And the Hispanic Chamber is able to keep their identity, give back to the Hispanic community. And we have a lot of Spanish-speaking folks on the board. And it's always fun. We just had the Hispanic Chamber Gala at the Da Vinci Science Center.
Oh, yes.
And
how
it
was that?
Phenomenal. They had a great entertainment. They had a gentleman from Latin America, I think he's from the Dominican Republic, Baquero. They were doing it on the rooftop of the Da Vinci Center. Beautiful evening. It was great. And everybody, really, the energy and everything is phenomenal. So I love that about the Valley, how you have that Latino flair, but you have all the diversity that you have here in the Valley. It's exciting.
So the Hispanic Chamber was your first entree into it. What were the steps then for you becoming chair?
Just, you know, being diligent and willing to do the different jobs and just kind of work your way into it and being available, showing up. It's amazing when you show up, roll up your sleeves, there's a plethora of opportunities. So if you're interested in getting involved in the chamber, just show up and offer to volunteer. And before you know it, there's young professionals, there's the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, there's LGBTQ, there's business chambers, there's all sorts of opportunities. And wherever you find your niche, you can jump in and get involved. We need the help, and we need professionals from all walks of life to really build this community.
Absolutely. So well said, Tom. And we know, I believe there are close to 6,000 members of the chamber. And I've often hear Tony say that it is the sixth largest chamber in the country.
Correct. Correct.
Which is just mind-boggling, and we couldn't be prouder. We know the Lehigh Valley is special, but for the Lehigh Valley to have the sixth largest chamber in the country is incredible.
It's incredible, and it's how this Lehigh Valley has grown. Mm-hmm. The chamber has grown with it, and through Tony's leadership, they brought a lot of smaller chambers together from Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, Phillipsburg, even up into Jim Thorpe and the Poconos, really giving those folks the strength and the bandwidth, the resources that the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber can offer. And that was the big reason that the Hispanic Chamber, you know, folded into the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, because to do all these events, it takes a lot of hands, it takes a lot of resources, and it's hard to do it as one teeny tiny chamber. And so by rolling all these different chambers up together, helping keep their own boards, their own identity, their own mission. You know, it's kind of been a from the bottom up build. It's been great, and it's been exciting to see how it's grown.
Wonderful. And Tom, you're such a good community servant, and you have been for a long time. You still have another 9 months or year for your term as chair. Were there any themes when you stepped into this role leading this massive chamber? Were there any themes or any goals that you had as a volunteer leader?
Well, Lori, as my vice chair, you have been a mentor to me. You have an incredible business acumen, and I'm a business person, so I wanted to kind of bring my business sense to the chamber. I pushed hard that we get a management consulting firm known as Compass Point. Tom Garrity runs that. Lizette Dubacher, she's a Harvard business grad. She's really helping the chamber guide the future for how it's going to continue to be relevant in the coming years, because we've done this amazing job. And so where do we go with the youth and everything that's changing with social media and artificial intelligence? We want to be on the cusp of that. And still, you know, we're a nonprofit, but we're like a business. We employ 35 people, 35 families. It's exciting. Let's continue to grow that and to continue to help our businesses and our nonprofits grow. And it just feeds the community in general. So,
so wonderful, Tom, that you take what you know from work, from being the CEO and founder of Equinox Benefits Consulting, and you brought that to the chamber, and you knew that you can't just rest. You have to keep growing and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. If you're not growing, you're dying. Yep. You know, the chamber, while, like I said, it is a nonprofit, it's like a small business. And, you know, when you think back to when it started, I don't know, I think Tony said it's 27 years or 28 years. It was, you know, a fraction of what it is now. What's it going to be like in 5 years and 10 years? And, you know, it does great work here in the community, but we have to keep it profitable and we have to keep it running so that we can give back to the community. And, you know, one of the things that the chamber did was, you know, during COVID, Tony came to me and said, hey, we need to give back and do grants for the small businesses, you know, the hair salons, the chiropractors, the dentist office. How do we give back and keep those people open? And so they gave out $500,000, $1,500 grants to people who were members and people who were non-members. And those organizations said, you know, this kind of saved me in a very difficult time. And you had great businesses like, you know, Jandl gave to it, you know, Equinox gave to it. The bank at the time was its Truist Bank. I think it was BBT at the time. So we really appreciate those partners to step up. The chamber as well gave a lot of money. And the chamber has been very diligent in, you know, saving for the rainy day fund. And when COVID hit, it was a rainy day. And they had the funds in the coffers to be able to give back. And that was important. And there could have been businesses that were saved because of that. And that's a good feeling. And some of the letters we got in gratitude, you know, the small business said, hey, you have no idea what that did for us. The small restaurant, the little bodega, you know, that we were able to help. And with nothing other than, hey, you're part of this community. Let's give back and let's pay it forward.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing that. Tom, was there someone in your life who inspired you to be such a thoughtful and sincere and giving leader?
Lori, I was very fortunate. I had a great mother and father. They were phenomenal. They always believed in me, always encouraged me. They said, hey, you can do it. And my dad, he had his own business. And he, prior to having his own business, he worked in corporate America. And he decided that he wanted to start his own business. And he told me, Tom, nobody will pay you what you're worth except yourself. And you have to really work hard to do that. And so that resonated with me. And he also, he asked me, what's the most valuable thing that we have? And I thought, oh, our house, our car. And he's like, no, it's your name. It's your reputation. He said to me, if you ever think about doing something and you're questioning, should I do that? Should you not do that? This was before social media. He said, if you woke up the next morning, Thomas Neal, and you're picture was on the front page of Time magazine for doing that thing that you questioned or not, would you be proud of that? If you're not proud of it, don't do it. And so he said, your reputation is everything, because if you don't have it, you have nothing else. You can't earn a living. Nobody's going to trust you. You know, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be able to look yourself in the mirror and fall asleep on your pillow and say, hey, I worked hard. I did a good job. I took care of my family. I took care of my friends. I took care of my clients, you know. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And so I had very good role models, and they believed in me. So I was fortunate. So
lucky. And what a wonderful opportunity we just had to take a glimpse in to see some of the things that make you you. You mentioned family in that story that you shared. I know you and Idamar have two children. What do you see in them? Do you see the same enthusiasm for philanthropy and for volunteerism and for giving back?
Absolutely. Lori, you know my daughter, Sophia Groves, and Sophia has a heart of gold, and she always is concerned about how people feel and everything like that. She gets that, you know, from her family. Her, you know, my wife is very huge heart, and her whole family, and I think, you know, mine as well. But Sophia is amazing, and she's, you know, she cares so much. Joseph, he's 23. He just graduated college, and before graduating, he said, hey, I think I want to work with Equinox. I said, well, you're going to have to talk to my business partner, Dan Gagne, and our VP of HR and our CFO. And if they think you make the cut, then you can. Well, he started July 1, and he's really, really impressing us, learning everything from the ground up, working very hard, very diligently. I'm very proud of him. Sophia as well. She's worked very hard at the chamber helping, you know, on the new membership side. So it is about work ethic. It is about giving back. It is about your name and your reputation. And I'm hoping they've seen that from their parents. And I know they definitely have seen it from my wife. So hopefully they see it in me as well. And that's what they get up every morning, and so that they can figure out, okay, if I pay it forward, if I give back, things will work out, you know.
Thank you. And I happen to know Sophia well, and I love how you speak to her heart, you know, her giving spirit. So that's fantastic. Tom, what do you think makes the Lehigh Valley so special? Why does all of this work so well?
You know, I deal with a lot of employers here, business owners that have 20, 30, 100, 500 employees, and they really genuinely care about their employees, which is really nice to see. I can't think of one who says they're all in it for themselves. And, you know, because, you know, we do employee health benefits. They're very expensive. And these employers say, I want to make sure my employee can take care of their family should a health situation occur. They don't need to worry about that, you know. And people at the end of the day, they're salt of the earth here. They come from good, strong work ethic, good, positive attitudes. I think that's what's unique. People are considerate to one another. At the end of the day, you know, it's kind of like 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon here at the Lehigh Valley. I know Lori Hackett. And, you know, with that, I probably know the entire Lehigh Valley or vice versa. Somebody's brother knows somebody's sister, knows somebody's neighbor, somebody's cousin, somebody's, you know, work associate. So you know that about the Lehigh Valley. And so you treat people with dignity and respect. And when there's tough times, people come out of the woodwork to help, which is really nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, couldn't agree more. Yeah, we're so lucky. And I get the opportunity to be in this chair through this program and get to know so many people. And the more we start talking, it's like the same names keep coming up. Chamber, United Way, Volunteer Center, Arts Quest, incredible organizations making such a difference. Tom, our program has come to an end already. As we close out, can you again remind listeners, if they want to get involved with the Chamber, how they could do that?
LehighValleyChamber.org. Okay. There you can certainly reach out to the Chamber. Or you can call the Chamber. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Lori, my vice chair. We'd be happy to guide you, direct you. Find your interest. I guarantee you, if you look at the Chamber, there's so many business and different community organizations that are part of the Chamber. Get involved there, because where your heart is, so is the Chamber. So find that opportunity and you will be welcomed with open arms.
Well said, well said. Listeners, again, we were joined tonight for this wonderful conversation with my friend Tom Groves. And Tom is chair of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. And as well, he is an accomplished business leader as CEO and founder of Equinox Benefits Consulting. Thanks again for being with us, Tom.
Lori, thank you. And you are a role model. You helped guide me. You've taught me a lot. And I'm so proud to be, you know, your friend, but also to be on your program. I hope my daughter can be as successful as you. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, listeners, this has been another incredible episode of A Closer Look. We just appreciate the chance every month that we have to come together and focus on nonprofits and great leaders like Tom, and earlier on our program, like Laura McHugh and Ryan Griffith. So thanks for listening tonight. Remember that every Monday night, you can tune in to WDIY for more public affairs programming, or you can go to Spotify at any time or wherever you get your programs and download A Closer Look and all of the great shows, programs, events, activities at WDIY.org. Thanks again for being with us. Good night.
If you enjoyed this program, you can hear this episode and more along with our other public affairs programming at wdiy.org, on WDIY's free mobile app, on your favorite podcast platform, or live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WDIY.